Erevin Zion Zion continues to discuss how do we apportion food to create this joint meal that brings everybody together in the Erev Chatziros or in the Shituvei Mevos in this case. Nismaid ha'ochel. You had a barrel full of food and somebody stuck their hand in, they started eating it, they were noshing, and now there's less food. Mosif umezake. You can add more food from the people, and by doing that, you are increasing the amount, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, how much you have to put in there. But let's say you have, 2 ounces of food. So if somebody nibbled on it, you can put in more food. But when you put in the more food, mezake, you have to acquire that food to the other people. So you do the same thing like we said in the last Mishnah, have somebody else acquire it for them on their behalf. Vein tzarech lodia, you don't have to inform them. You don't have to let the other people in the mavli know that you did that. However, netosfa aleihem, but let's say more people moved in, then mosif, you have to have more food on their behalf, umezake, and you have to either have them contribute the food or you be mezake, you acquire it to them for the other people, and you have to let those people know that they are part of the mavoi as well. Kamahu shiro, Mishnah Ches. And by the way, the Mefarshim talk about how that, whether they know, it depends on whether or not there's an option to participate in somebody else's, whether there's one entry or two. Let's assume there's one, that there's multiple entry, but if there's one entry, then you don't have to inform them. Kamahu shiuro, so how much food do you need? Bizman shehein merubim. In a case where there are lots of people who are participating, then mazon shtei sudas l'chulam. As long as you have 2 sudas worth of food, that covers dozens, scores, hundreds, or thousands of people. Let's say today you have just 1-2 boxes of matzah, that covers all the people in the entire Chicago Eruv, or the entire Skokie Eruv, even though there are tons of people. Mazon shtei sudas l'chulam, 2 sudas, which is 18 grogros. Let's say they are small. Let's say there aren't that many people. Let's say you're going on a vacation and you're making an Erev just with 3 houses and a couple of people. So you don't need 2 sudas. So we say, grogeres, lehotzoa Shabbos, lekol echad v'echad. 1 shear, 1 grogeres, which is the shear of hotzah for food, because that's a significant amount of food for each individual. So if you have 6 people who are participating in the Erev, from the Shituf, you only need 6 grogros. But once you have 18 grogros, you cover as many people in the Erev as you want.